Over the course of millions of years, rocks move in a cycle from the Earth's interior to the surface. Endogenous forces from inside the Earth and exogenous forces at the Earth's surface change the face of our planet. Let's take a closer look at the rock cycle. Rocks on the surface of the Earth weather and erode. Water, wind, and gravitational forces transport loose rock and deposit it in other places. These processes wear away every rock mass over the course of geological history. In turn, the fragmented rocks of various sizes fuse together to form sedimentary rocks. They cover both the Earth's surface on land and the Earth's crust underwater. Sedimentary rocks return into the Earth's crust. This occurs at the places where two tectonic plates collide. According to how deep inside the Earth they are, the pressures and temperatures exerted on these rocks increases, and so they are transformed. These newly formed rocks are called metamorphic. Here on the wall display you can see gneiss, for example. Liquid molten rock known as magma rises from the Earth's mantle. Rocks from the Earth's crust can also be melted down. These are known as magmatites, such as diabase, for example. In part, magmatites come to the Earth's surface as lava from volcanoes. When magmatites reach the Earth's surface, the rock cycle begins over again, and sooner or later they are transformed once more into sedimentary rocks.